This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You guys are New Year's Eve every day from 10 to 2.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, Emmanuel Acho coming up at noon. That's in 10 minutes. So that'll be during this segment. He's up to a lot of stuff. He's the creator of Speakeasy with LeSean McCoy, but he's working on a lot of stuff we'll talk to him about, but mostly the game
he
Sunday.
He played for the Eagles, too.
Mostly the game Sunday against the Eagles against the 49ers. And then at 1:30, we got Mike Quick. He's the Eagles color analyst and former All-Pro wide receiver for the Eagles. He played 9 seasons there. We're going to get him at 1:30. We're talking San Francisco 49ers today against the Eagles. And here's one thing that I was thinking about. All right, and I'm not going to penalize him too much. But what have the 49ers proven this year? To me, if you just look at the facts.
Next man up.
The facts. With all the injuries, who are the Niners? All they are right now, to me, is there's 32 teams in football, and all I know about them right now is they're in the top 16. That's it. They're in the top half of the league, but that's it. And if the Philadelphia Eagles beat the San Francisco 49ers this Sunday, then doesn't that mean that at least this year, despite the record, the 49ers were an average team?
I have no problem with that.
Okay.
Now, what if I told you they were a shocking average team to me because I thought they were going to, with the injuries, be below average and have no shot at the playoffs? Now, you could be a smart ass and say, because I've been with you every day, 5 days a week, Steiny, since football, week one, you never once said, You know, Goo, I'm going to take that from you, the fact that the next man up thing worked out and they damn near perfected it to where they're sitting in this position to be taken on the Eagles.
Right, but I'm not talking about the talent level. I'm not talking about...
You're talking about the season.
Yes, I know they've had injuries.
I got no problem
with injuries, and they worked their way to a 12-5 schedule, or 12-5 record with an easy-ass schedule, which is fine. They did what they did, but they got handled by Seattle. And now they made the playoffs, so they're one of 14 teams. So they're in the top 16 or so of the league, upper half. But if you get beat by the Eagles, okay.
The defending champs, by the way.
Great. You're the 15th best team. You were the 15th best team in the league this year, and then you better work on getting better.
And they're going to do that anyway. My question to you is, what would be egregious? What would you say, you know what, you can't say that about this Niner season?
What do you mean?
Like, if you say it's average, I totally agree with you.
Well, I'm just looking at numbers. That's why nobody can come down my road. There's 14 playoff teams, okay? There's 32 teams in the league. If the 49ers lose, then they're just a middling type of team between 12 and 18. The 12th best team, the 18th, at least this year.
Right.
Now, they get Bosa and Warner back. Maybe
you got a draft.
Maybe they jump up.
Yeah.
Maybe they jump up to 8 by, maybe they jump up to 8 just because those guys are coming back. And here's the other thing I was thinking about in terms of dangerous thinking. So, I'm worried that if the 49, let's say the 49ers get beat 24-10.
Yeah.
All right? But they kind of get handled. I think there's going to be some people that'll blame the injuries. They'll absolutely, blame the injuries and say, it wasn't meant to be.
Fair
this,
fight.
That, and the other thing. But I think that kind of thinking is a fan thinking this team is actually better than it is. In other words, if they get beat by the Eagles, and the number one reason is injury, and Pearsall and Trent and Ayuk we're still talking about, and Warner and Bosa, I think people are missing the boat thinking, well, we'll just get those guys back and we'll be humming again next year. I don't believe that if this team gets beat in the first round of the playoffs, that they're that good. And now you may say, well, they're getting those guys back next year, so that's going to make them better. Yeah, maybe, but I'll tell you this. Here's the other thing. You lose this game on Sunday, and people are going to say, well, we don't even know what Bosa and Warner are going to be like next year.
Well, go ahead.
My point is, I don't think this team, you can automatically say this team is close, even if you factor in next year they're going to have the guys they didn't have.
Well,
I don't think they are.
I hear you, and I'm going to use one of your phrases because I do care what you're saying, but it really truly doesn't matter. And the fact that they took advantage of a weak schedule and 12 wins, there's no way in hell I'm not saying when they make the pit stop to pick up Bosa and Warner that John Lynch and Kyle, we know they can build something. They're smart enough to know they still need more. And now you're right about the availability and what those two guys are going to be when they come back. But if we're talking about the Niners advancing and Fred Warner might be available for the next round, you kind of feel like he's on the right track. My point is, Steiny, you got free agency, a draft, but better yet, and the reason I'm bringing this up, you got a whole damn NFL season next year to where those two dudes will be back, and plus your additions, there'll be some subtractions to where you got to feel like you won 12 with this and all these injuries. I got to believe we got some major action if those dudes go, you know, if their rehab goes right. Plus,
wait, even if you get beat this year, see, I think this is what I think.
See, I already kind of said to you and the masses, I already don't care what's going to happen Sunday. I know they got a big project. They have to look themselves in the mirror and know that they're not a slave to these 60 minutes. They got issues. I said it. I mean it.
Again, now, like,
but you're,
they didn't have issues when they were 12-5. You know what I mean? Like, even without their guys. So, I get it. All I'm saying is, if this team loses, what, like, I want to ask 49ers, what's at stake? What is at stake for this game? And this is what I think. They lose this game Sunday. They go into the offseason on a downer, not knowing what they have, being shut down by two teams at the end of the year. If they win this game, then it becomes, first of all, we're still playing. Secondly, now we have had a hell of a season, an unbelievable season. And three, now we can say, and we get Bosa and Warner back. If they lose Sunday, I think people say, boy, I hope Warner and Bosa can come back and be the same player. Like, I actually think this game will set a tone one way or the other for the, not the approach of the offseason, but for kind of how fans are going to go into the offseason.
Okay, give me this, because I know you, I almost feel like I got you trapped, and that's not what I'm trying to do. How many times have I come in here in the last month and said, I just feel like this Niners season in totality, I get We Believe vibes?
Yeah, they've had a great regular season.
But Steiny, We Believe ended, not in a chip.
You look at We Believe as, are you comparing to the Niners to We Believe?
With all these injuries, yes.
Okay, fine.
So
then you're coming into this season and this game with no expectations.
And that's what I said to you, Nazia. They're playing with house money.
And that's why people are saying that, you know, that's doom and gloom. Because the 49ers, you can't tell me it's all about Super Bowls with the Niners and then say, if they have a We Believe moment,
Like, well, they've had their moment.
I thought that wasn't good enough for 49er fans. I'm not saying that.
I get what they should win the Super Bowl. And when you got Bosa and Warner, it's not good enough. But what part of the goalpost have moved when we watch
guys in the playoffs drop?
Like
that's what's moved.
And that's magical. Okay. And you didn't think that, well.
What are you talking about? This is what you do. I said 10 wins, they lose Bosa Warner. I said, I'm not coming off my number. Okay. You go down to 8. Like, I thought they were going to make the playoffs.
But you would be
healthy.
A fool and a liar to sit here and ignore the injuries that this team has had to overcome to make the offs.
And you would be a fool to look at that schedule and actually think this is a 12-win team.
The schedule is different than overcoming the loss of
just
bodies.
Like, it's just like you fell for the okey-doke of the Warriors last year at 23-8, and this is exactly what's going on with the Niners,
The
okie doke is that you said 23-8, they got action, they got action, they got action.
No.
They didn't.
But you're acting like you were in the bushes saying, one of the star players is going to get hurt. You weren't doing that.
No, but
we didn't know.
No.
And the Niners didn't know their guys were going down.
I just didn't know. I didn't know we weren't playing for Super Bowls anymore because we're down a couple players on defense.
You know, I don't know why you're not giving the Niners credit for getting to this plateau.
I said they had a great regular season. If they get beat by the Eagles, they didn't have a great year. They had a good regular season. They finished sixth in the conference, and they lost in the first round.
But you're ignoring how they got to the playoffs,
right,
to me.
And you're making excuses. Like, we can go back and forth. And I'm just saying, like, this is what I mean. Like, Eagles fans are looking at their team like, there are no excuses.
Right, because they're healthy, too.
Well, but they think their offense stinks.
Now, that's different. They're whole and something's not happening.
Okay.
That's all.
I want this kind of, like, man, assessment of my performance. If I have a bad show tomorrow,
you're cooking the books. You're being negative and you're trying to say
show.
I'm being
we
negative.
We got a hot show. All right. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station, always live on the free Odyssey app and now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios. Let's go out to the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands? River Islands in Lathrop. Let's get to Emmanuel Acho. How you doing, Emmanuel, what's going on? What are you up to these days?
Yo, my guy. It has been too long.
Yes,
it has been too long. Your boy has been creating. I got a new nightly show called Speak Easy. Myself, LaShawn McCoy, we come on after every primetime game, playoff games included, youtube.com/@speakeasy, 8:15 p.m. Pacific, every night, really Sunday to Thursday, we're after primetime games, but that's neither here nor there. But the show's been lit. It's been live. Let's get to it, fellas.
All right.
Let's go.
Initial thoughts. 49ers at Eagles, 1:30 on Sunday. What are some of your thoughts to start off the conversation?
First thought, Eagles made a huge mistake not playing their starters for long enough in Week 18 to win that game. If you don't have to play the 49ers, don't play the freaking 49ers. If you can play the Packers, you play the Green Bay Packers. So overarching, non-biased, non-49ers-centric thoughts, just NFL macro thoughts, Eagles, Sirianni, what are you doing? If you want to play Devontae Smith so he can hit 1,000 yards in that game, then you should be willing to play all your players to avoid the 49ers. Now, let's zoom into the game itself. I actually think it's a really good matchup for both teams. The Eagles have struggled running the ball. The Niners have struggled stopping the run. So it's kind of fair out there. I think the Niners are going to be about as pissed off as possible given their Week 18 performance. A lot of stuff with the Niners is injury-based, bro. You got third and fourth linebackers. I saw a white linebacker I've never seen before on tape last week, number 49. Never seen him. I've never seen him in my life, Matt. Never seen him. So I think a lot of stuff is injury-based for the 49ers. It's not even like gap integrity-based, but it's injury-based.
Acho, man, excuse my voice, man. Excited to have you on, and you're killing it. Speak Easy. But my partner and I want to radio wrestle him because I'm getting, my words are misconstrued. I'm giving the Niners action this Sunday. But I feel like this season in totality, with all the injuries, the fact that they were in a game last Saturday with the number one seed against the Seahawks, and they got handled, Ocho, if somehow the Eagles beat them, and I kind of expect it, I'm not coming in here Monday saying the Niners season was a failure. Do I sound like I'm handing out Capri Suns and Skittles with that to you?
Hell no. I actually think that's an accurate take. If we're being honest, all things considered, the Niners overachieved this year by leaps and bounds. Everybody thought it was a rebuild, bro. Don't let the success of Kyle Shanahan allow us to move our expectations so high that now we view things as disappointments. You feel me? Ooh. If your six-month-old is walking, but a one-year-old, he's not sprinting, all of a sudden we're pissed that he's not sprinting. No, he overachieved in 6 months. Don't move the goalpost now. He wasn't supposed to be walking till he was one. So the Niners weren't supposed to be this good this year, and we know that for several reasons. Now, after Brock got hurt and Bosa got hurt early, they sure as hell weren't supposed to be this good this year. Then when Fred got hurt, we know they weren't supposed to be this good this year. So either way, I view this as a successful season for the Niners. I'm an all-pro voter. I'm a coach of the year and MVP award voter. I voted Kyle Shanahan for my coach of the year. I did. I'm not going to apologize for it. I think this was the most impressive season Kyle Shanahan has ever had.
Emmanuel Acho joining us on 95.7 The Game, creator of Speakeasy with LeSean McCoy. And I guess here's Mike. First of all, my partner has never accurately described how I feel accurately. This is what I'm saying. It absolutely has been a successful season for the Niners. But if they go into Philly and they kind of look like they looked against Seattle, like, don't tell me they're a good team. They had a successful season. They might have overachieved, but like, you can't tell me they're an elite or top 10 team with this year. I'm not talking about next year when Bosa and Warner come back. That's all I'm saying.
So I would agree that they're not elite. I would agree with that. But we got a wrap, fellas. Who the hell is elite this year? Tell me. Eagles aren't elite. Hell no. The Packers aren't elite. Bears sure as hell aren't elite. Who's elite? Who's elite?
And that's kind of my point. So if you can't break through with no elite teams, then like, where does that really leave you?
I think the Niners are a good team this year that have a great player and an elite coach in Shanahan. The question becomes, fellas, how far can Shanahan take you? How far can Saleh take you? Eventually, linebackers got to get off blocks and make tackles. Saleh can't do that for you. Eventually, Bryce Huff has to win. Saleh can't do that for you. Eventually, Renardo Green has to step up, see a wide receiver crack blocking Mustafa when he comes downhill at safety, and Green has to show up and be willing to make that tackle. Saleh can't do that for him. Now, what Saleh can do is put number 27, my dog Jair, put him in positions to not have to butt shed a block from a tight end and Zach Charbonnet doesn't skate off for a 37-yard touchdown. Like, Saleh can do that, but eventually players have to make plays. What I love about the NFL and what I love about the show I do, LeSean McCoy is probably a future Hall of Famer. I was a special teams player, backup linebacker. Players make plays. You're only going to win so many games with a whole bunch of Emmanuel Achos, respectfully. Eventually, you need some Fred Warners. Eventually, you need some Dre Greenlaws. Eventually, you need some Hufungas. Eventually, you need some Charvarius Wards. Shout out to the smart, hardworking Emmanuel Achos of the world. But eventually, you need some freakazoids. And though Bethune is a hard worker, he's not a freakazoid. D. Winters is a hard worker. He's not a freakazoid. Good player, but not a freakazoid. And eventually, you need a couple freakazoids. And the Niners freakazoids are on IR and in the training room. So eventually, like, I just don't know how far can McCaffrey take you. He's a freakazoid. Trent Williams, freakazoid. Crazy enough, I think Pearsall has the ability to have freakazoid moments, but he always hurt. You need freakazoids, fellas. You need them.
Now, you played the game, and I always hear the NFL is a copycat league. As excited as we were about the showdown with Seattle, the Niner offense, Acho, had been on a bender. I mean, prolific. I didn't expect that. Can Philly duplicate that? Like, what's your gut telling you offensively? And I'm being proactive. Let's say Pearsall's out there and Trent play. How concerned is Kyle? Because that, I mean, McDonald won that matchup.
Philly can do exactly what McDonald. Well, you know what, bro? Honestly, it was more about the Niners than it was about the Seahawks. Shout out to the Seahawks. But if Trent is out there and if Pearsall's out there, bro, it's a different game. Mm. You realize Pearsall had 5 for 85 a week before last. Like, Pearsall is good for 50 yards a game. If on average you have 300 yards a game, 350 yards a game, bro, it's 15% of your offense. Like, that's a 15% offensive improvement, and I'm going on the low side. Pearsall is good for 50 to 100 yards a game. So if you miss Pearsall, you just got about 15% worse.
Let me ask. Least. So let me ask you this. So, like, if let's in your mind, there's you don't allow for the scenario that Pearsall plays against Seattle, but they're still so good that he's not much of a factor. You know what I mean? Because they were really good. Like.
Man, here's my thing, bro. Mm-hmm. Players got to make plays. So, like, Seattle is great. Make no mistake about it. But Pearsall, I believe, has the ability to win over Emenwori, Seattle slot back. Like, I'm not sure that a 31-year-old Kendrick Bourne's my dog, but, like, does he have the same gas that a 22, 23-year-old Pearsall has? Okay. You feel me?
Yeah.
Like, does the fourth-string receiver?
Marcus Robinson? DeMarcus Robinson?
DeMarcus Robinson, exactly. He just ain't got the same gas that Pearsall has. Those dudes are 30 and 31. Like, they're vets. Pearsall can take a slant route 35-50. I've seen him do it. You feel me?
Yeah.
Everything's about matchups. So now all of a sudden, Juwan Jennings becomes your number one. Bro, and I like Juwan Jennings' game based on what he did in the playoffs 2 years ago. Juwan Jennings was getting strapped 2 weeks ago by Jalen Johnson. Strapped. And then last week, Juwan Jennings liked his game. But he's not as quick twitch as Pearsall is. So it just matters, bro. Like, if you go out there without Pearsall against the Eagles, right?
Mm-hmm.
Juwan Jennings is going to get strapped by Quinyon Mitchell. Quinyon's elite. He's just going to get strapped. Whereas I think Pearsall could win on occasion versus Cooper DeJean.
Gotcha.
He ain't
going to
win every time, but can he win twice? That matters.
We were having some fun with the quarterback and the head coach combo. Acho, if I asked you and put you on the spot, would you take Sirianni and Hurts, who have both won a Super Bowl, or Kyle and Purdy, who's Acho going with?
Man.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm taking... Jeez, that's a good question.
One won a Super Bowl, Acho. Shouldn't that win out?
That's why I'm a... So here's the thing. Because they won a Super Bowl, I will give reverence to that Super Bowl. Shout out to Sirianni. And more than anything, shout out to Hurts. In the biggest games, Hurts shows up. But to me, context matters. Context matters. Kyle Shanahan, I believe, is the second greatest coach of the last 15 years to Andy Reid. Active coach. Bill Belichick is amazing. I believe it is Andy Reid. I believe it is Kyle Shanahan. And then I believe it is Sean McVay. Kyle Shanahan has only ever had almost afterthought quarterbacks as his starters. Sean McVay has only ever coached number one overall picks. Number one overall picks. So with that being said, I think Kyle Shanahan's a GOAT.
Emmanuel Acho joining us on 95.7 The Game. He's the creator of Speakeasy with LaShawn McCoy, and he's been generous enough to give us his time. What happened with the Eagles' running game this year, Emmanuel? I almost feel like after last year, do you think a team would maybe protect Barkley a little bit during the regular season, and might we see a different running football team in Philadelphia?
A different one this weekend?
Yes. What do you think they are?
You are who the hell you are, bro.
All right.
You are who you are. The playoffs don't change you. They just make you more of what you are. The playoffs are like money. Money don't change nobody, bro. Money just puts a microscope on you. You become more of who you are. Mm. The Eagles' running issues are this. Their center has been hurt, Cam Jurgens. He's been playing through the injury, but he hasn't played well. Left guard, he's been hurt. He's been playing through the injury, but he hasn't played well. They miss Mekhi Becton desperately. He went off to the Chargers. Lane Johnson's been hurt. And then Kevin Petullo's running schemes are about as basic as a high school offense that you'll find outside of the Bay Area. So it's a combination of their offensive line has been injured, and the running schemes are just basic. They're basic. Like, I could go out there right now and call all the Eagles running plays. So the Eagles aren't going to change. The Niners are not going to see some, like, dynamic freaking Eagles running offense. No. But the Niners are what you call light in the ass on the defensive front. Those dudes get moved around, bruh. They get moved around like it's nothing. Like, it's crazy how much the Niners' defensive line gets moved around.
Wow, Acho, I can't have you make an appearance on Steiny and Guru and let you leave without asking you, who do you have coming out the NFC? And if it's not the Niners, why is it not the Niners?
It's not the Niners because the Niners do not have the talent. They have the heart. They have the desire. They have the coaching staff. But they just don't have the talent from a very sober-minded perspective. Eventually, players make plays. It's not about the X's and O's. It's about the Jims and the Joes. And they don't have enough Jims and Joes as it stands right now. Who do I have coming out in order to beat the champ? In order to be the champ, you got to beat the champ. I'm going to say the Philadelphia Eagles. Because I think the second best team would be the Rams. But in order to beat them, you got to beat them. Mm. And I got to see the Rams do it.
Gotcha. Hey, Emmanuel, as always, you're so generous with your time. Great stuff. Appreciate you, and good luck with Speakeasy with LaShawn McCoy.
My dogs, hey, it's always a pleasure. Thank y'all for having me. Bang, bang.
Yes, sir. Emmanuel Acho. Talking about that game.
Yeah, he used your word context when it comes to that. Who would you take?
It's
just amazing.
To me, might be a 50-50 the more I look at it.
But not enough freakazoids.
But yeah. I do think... I do think...
Jimmy Joe's and...
Kyle's a better coach than Sirianni.
And I agree with you.
But Sirianni's resume... By the way, start off this... But 888-957-9570 is the number. 602, that's a BS take, Steiny, no one had the 49ers in the playoffs. Okay.
Well, I think that person might be saying after the injuries.
Doesn't matter. Like, okay. So, okay. I'm just saying, like, why did I think they were going to make the playoffs at 10 wins?
We were assuming health. And when you got Bosa and Fred Warner, your defense does not become a liability. It becomes a strength, as we've been accustomed to here.
All right. I mean,
You sound like that's an excuse.
Well,
if you had the Niners with
10 regular season wins, Steiny, right? You didn't come off that number.
Yep.
They wouldn't have been in the playoffs with 10 wins.
Yeah. I would have been right on my prediction.
We thought that they would be a playoff team, but 10 wins was good enough. 10 wins was not good enough.
The goal was the playoffs, right?
Yeah, and they had to win 12.
Okay, but I'm just saying, and that's why I picked 10, because I thought they'd make the playoffs, and 10 didn't get it done this year, but that's how many wins I thought they'd be around.
But that's the point, is they've exceeded expectations. They've overachieved.
Right. They've had a great regular season. Nobody is questioning that they won all the games they should have, and that they finished 12-5, and that they were better than we thought they were going to be, particularly after the injuries. Like, there's no doubt about that.
But I'm waiting for you to tell me your schedule. Like, they took advantage of a weak schedule.
They did. And that's all I'm saying. They went 12-5. They beat everybody they should beat. But I can't get Seattle out of my head. They have another playoff game. This is obviously subject to change. But if they get beat by Philly, like, it's a great season, but it doesn't mean they're a great team or even a really good team. That's all I'm saying.
And you got cute with that too, Stoney.
No, I didn't. I'm saying the same thing.
No, you asked Acho, like, you said it.
They can have a successful season, and it doesn't mean they're a really good team.
And nobody's those words haven't come out of my mouth all night,
yeah. All day.
Like, I never got a chance to answer that question. I never told you, oh, watch out for the future. I'm the dude telling you I'm concerned regardless what happens in Philly. They got issues because they got two studs, two damn good teams on both sides of the ball in their division. But you asked him, like, where the Niners right, and I wasn't saying you were bringing me in it, but I'm like, I've never said, oh, watch out if the Niners do this or that. The future is theirs.
What are you talking about? Like, what did I ask him?
You said you were making a point to Acho that the Niners aren't one of the glamorous teams moving forward if they don't beat Philly. And I never once told you they were top tier or upper echelon. I was just looking at it through the prism of this season and how I feel like they're playing with house money because of where they've gotten with what they had to endure.
All right. And I'm not necessarily disagreeing that they're playing with house money. I'm just telling you that in other markets, that, you know, that's another phrase that doesn't come up, house money. Like, you know, we're going to find out how good a team they are. That's all I'm saying. And you know what? Like 12-5.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It doesn't mean anything right now because of that schedule.
Well, it means you're playing this game to Evan's
point. No doubt. Yeah. And it means you got to the playoffs with a young, banged-up team.
Right.
And, this is why it's a successful season. We had 1 year where you didn't make the playoffs, and then you got right back into the playoffs. Like, that's big. It's also big because you had a big rookie draft class on the defensive side, and they played sporadically over the course of the year, and obviously some guys got hurt, but all I'm saying is, yes, you can have a successful season, but, you know, it shouldn't make you think that this team is, you know, if they get beat by Philly, I mean, how far away are they? If they get beat by Philly, how far away are they, would you say?
I would need to see the rehab and what they do this offseason coming into next season. And that's why I want to pull my hair out, Donnie, that people think I'm giving the Niners no chance. I'm giving them a chance. I just think that the death of the Niners, and I've said this before the playoffs started, is going to be the back end of that defense. And hopefully I'm wrong.
I mean, we'll see. Yeah. I mean, you know, according to Acho, the Eagles can't run the ball. They can't. So it's like,
that bodes well.
Exactly. Coach in Vallejo.
Our man.
What's up, Coach?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Happy New Year, baby.
Happy New Year to you both. May it be a successful and happy New Year.
Yes, sir.
Coming along, and I was kind of agreeing with Steiny, you know, about injuries. I'd never like to talk injuries because it's an art to staying healthy. That's part of being a professional, you know. That's one of the things I take away from someone like Anthony Davis or Joel Embiid. You know, if they're always hurt, you can't help the team. So it is an art to stay healthy. And someone, you know, like Deebo Samuels, what hurt him the most in his career? Reckless, abandoned football, okay? He didn't take care of himself. He didn't protect himself on the field. So I kind of like not take away from the success of a team because one team knows how to stay healthy and the other team gets hurt all the time, you know? So that's kind of from a gambler's point of view. So that's just my take on injuries. But one last little addendum I want to add. You know, one of the saddest things in my 70 years of watching sports is seeing someone like Jonathan Kuminga sitting at the end of the bench in a black sweatshirt,
wow,
knowing that he's not going to play.
Right.
That is so sad to see that. I hate seeing that. It's not a good look, but thank you for letting me get that.
Wow, we love it, man.
Really
appreciate you, Coach. 510 Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. Steiny, you're harping on the Niners schedule. Are you doing the same about the Patriots? Absolutely. In fact, and two easiest schedules. In fact, even though both have an easier schedule, like I give the 49ers a better chance to win against the Eagles than the Patriots do against the Chargers.
Yeah. Because, you know, and because to the that's
experience.
But they don't pick their schedule either.
I know, yeah. But do you think the Patriots are, like, really good?
No, I told Evan I could see them losing.
Wait, what? Too. You think they have the Niners have a better chance as 4.5-point dogs?
That's right. That's right, I do.
I love the Chargers, but seriously, what have they proven?
I'm looking at the New England Patriots.
No, you're looking at the Patriots, but you also have to look at the team they're playing.
Okay.
And if I can jump in, you're really down on Philly if you believe that.
No, when's the last time the Patriots have been to the playoffs? It's all about the experience.
Yeah. Right.
That's all I'm saying.
But they're riding high.
The Chargers haven't won a playoff game.
But they've been in the playoffs. Yeah. How many playoff games
has they won? They've blown a 28-point lead and thrown four picks in one.
You're right. You're right. So you expect Drake May to have the same mentality and the same as Herbert. Drake May's playing his first NFL playoff game. Herbert's been there before, but you don't take that into account? I do.
Brock Purdy scored 4 touchdowns his first playoff game.
I know. It's possible.
But he's playing an inferior opponent.
Good. Evan, how many first-time playoff quarterbacks play well as opposed to struggle? I bet more guys struggle in their first playoff game.
True.
That's why I think the Patriots are going to lose. And I also think this is where, yes, the schedule is going to catch up to them because the Chargers are good.
I'm not arguing Philly good. Yeah, I'm not arguing that. I'm just saying.
Now Philly's good.
They're defending champs.
Okay.
With talent on both sides of the ball.
Just say that's more. So to you, them being defending champions is more important than the way they've played this year.
I love that. I would just say I don't have the Chargers in the same talent category as the defending champ Eagles. That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
And to Evan's point, Brock Purdy did his first playoff game. And I'm sure you're right with the rookie quarterback, but he balled out.
Who?
Brock in his first time in the playoffs, being Seattle at home, Dallas.
But I guess what I'm saying is, so the reason I'm taking the
Chargers.
I'm taking the Chargers because the Patriots have never been there yet.
But the Chargers, it's been a long time, Steiny.
But like I weigh heavily a first-time appearance from a rookie quarterback. Like he could go out and do a Purdy. And guess what?
Right.
They beat him and I was wrong. I'm just saying I've seen, you know, we've seen this movie and sometimes Drake May might not look like the quarterback that he looked like in the regular season. Here's the other thing. 25? I'll bring it up on the other side.
And what about Coach saying that's one of the worst things he's ever seen?
Next question.
You can disagree, but that's heavy.
Remind me.
For him saying watching Kuminga not be a part of the team.
I didn't even hear that. I love Kuminga. I tune out once I hear that name.
You love him. Dude.
All right. 888-957-9570 is the number. If you want to jump into the conversation, and I'm gonna make a little analogy about why I don't want to hear it about Ricky Pearsall on the other side.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.